Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Psychology of Everyday Life by Adrian Holt, presents an accessible tour of how the mind actually operates in ordinary situations, not just in labs or therapy rooms. Framed around 100 concise psychology facts, the book focuses on the hidden influences that quietly shape choices, relationships, work habits, and self-image. It explores cognitive biases that distort judgment, mental shortcuts that conserve effort, and social pressures that steer behavior even when we believe we are acting independently. Readers can expect a practical, example-driven approach that connects familiar experiences such as procrastination, impulse spending, online arguments, and miscommunication to well-established psychological concepts. Rather than treating psychology as abstract theory, the book emphasizes recognition and application, helping readers spot patterns in themselves and others. The overall promise is simple: by naming the forces at play and understanding why they occur, everyday decisions become easier to evaluate, and personal change becomes more achievable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cognitive biases that distort everyday judgment. A central theme is how cognitive biases bend perception and decision-making without announcing themselves. In day-to-day life, people rely on quick mental shortcuts, which can be useful, but those shortcuts also produce predictable errors. The book highlights common distortions such as overvaluing information that is easiest to recall, judging a person or situation based on first impressions, and seeking evidence that confirms what we already believe. These tendencies show up everywhere, from evaluating news and social media claims to interpreting a partner's tone or a coworker's intent. The value of studying biases is not to eliminate them completely, but to recognize their signatures. When a judgment feels instantly obvious, the reader is encouraged to pause and ask what assumption is being smuggled in. The topic also connects biases to practical outcomes like money decisions, hiring choices, and conflict escalation, showing how small misreads compound into bigger costs. By treating bias awareness as a skill rather than a moral failing, the book frames better thinking as a set of repeatable checks: slow down when stakes are high, separate feelings from evidence, and actively look for alternative explanations. Secondly, habits, cues, and the mechanics of behavior change. Another major focus is the psychology of habits and why willpower alone is an unreliable tool. The book explains how routines often run on cue and reward patterns that become automatic through repetition. Many people mislabel these patterns as personality, saying they are just lazy, disorganized, or undisciplined, when they are actually responding predictably to triggers such as stress, boredom, notifications, or environmental cues. By shifting attention from outcomes to systems, the reader learns to redesign the conditions that make a behavior likely. This includes reducing friction for desired actions and increasing friction for unwanted ones, such as preparing workout clothes in advance or limiting easy access to distracting apps. The topic also addresses why relapse is common, emphasizing that habits are context-dependent and can resurface under pressure. Instead of aiming for perfection, the book encourages building resilient routines with smaller steps, clear prompts, and immediate rewards. The practical message is that lasting change comes from shaping the environment and expectations, not from constant self-criticism, making self-improvement more sustainable and less emotionally draining. Thirdly, hidden forces in relationships and social influence. The book also examines how strongly social dynamics shape behavior, often more than logic or private preferences. In everyday settings, people adjust their opinions to match a group, adopt the mood of those around them, and follow unspoken norms to avoid standing out. These effects can be subtle, such as laughing along with a joke you do not find funny, or major, such as staying silent when a team decision feels wrong. The topic looks at why first impressions can become sticky, how labels and roles alter interactions, and why misunderstandings persist even among well-intentioned people. It draws attention to the ways social feedback loops work. A small act of coldness can invite defensiveness, which then confirms the belief that the other person is difficult. Understanding these patterns can improve communication by encouraging more precise interpretations and more charitable assumptions. The book's approach makes social psychology relevant to family life, friendships, workplace politics, and online conversations, where anonymity and rapid reactions amplify conflict. The takeaway is that social influence is not a weakness to be ashamed of, but a reality to navigate consciously, especially when choosing who and what to listen to. Fourthly, emotion, stress, and why feelings drive decisions. A key insight is that emotion is not the enemy of reason, but it can become the steering wheel when people are tired, stressed, or uncertain. The book highlights how mood affects attention, memory, and risk perception. Under stress, the mind tends to narrow its focus, favor short-term relief, and default to familiar habits, which explains impulsive reactions and difficulty thinking through consequences. readers are guided to recognize how anxiety can inflate threat assessments, how irritation can turn neutral comments into insults, and how excitement can make a plan seem easier than it is. Importantly, the topic does not treat emotion as something to suppress. Instead, it frames emotional awareness as data collection. Identify the feeling, name the trigger, and notice the urge it produces. With that clarity, it becomes easier to choose an action aligned with long-term goals. The book connects these ideas to everyday problems like procrastination, overspending, and conflict, showing how emotional regulation is less about toughness and more about managing inputs such as sleep, information diet, and recovery time. The result is a more realistic view of self-control that accounts for the body and the environment. Lastly, Thinking Better in a Noisy Information World, the final topic brings many ideas together in the context of modern information overload. People today make judgments while being bombarded by headlines, hot takes, and emotionally charged content designed to capture attention. The book explores why sensational or familiar claims feel true, why repetition can mimic evidence, and why certainty is often a signal of oversimplification. It also emphasizes that the mind prefers coherent stories over messy reality, which can lead to confident but inaccurate conclusions. In practical terms, the reader is encouraged to adopt simple mental guardrails, separate what you know from what you assume, look for base rates and context, and be cautious about drawing conclusions from a single vivid example. The topic is especially relevant for navigating online debates, workplace rumors, and self-help advice. Rather than portraying critical thinking as a cold academic exercise, the book treats it as a daily hygiene practice that protects time, money, and relationships. By learning to spot manipulation tactics and personal blind spots, readers can become more intentional about what they consume, what they share, and how they form beliefs, making their decisions calmer and more resilient to persuasion. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students, and professionals who want psychology they can use immediately, especially anyone who likes short, digestible insights rather than dense theory. It is also a strong fit for people working on self-improvement, communication, or productivity because it links common struggles to underlying mental patterns instead of blaming character. The practical benefit is increased self-awareness with less self-judgment. When you recognize bias, habit loops, and social pressure as normal features of the human mind, you can design better choices rather than relying on motivation alone. That shift can improve daily life in concrete ways, such as reducing impulsive decisions, navigating conflict with more clarity, and building routines that actually stick. Compared to many similar popular psychology books that focus narrowly on one big idea, this format covers a wide range of concepts while keeping them approachable. The breadth makes it a useful reference you can revisit when a specific problem shows up, like indecision, overthinking, or being pulled into unproductive arguments. If you want a compact, everyday guide to why people do what they do and how to respond more intelligently, it is worth buying for its practicality and variety. If you would like to support Adrian Holt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.